Well, I've been teaching energy policy for almost 10 years now, and I can tell you that I've never had a class of students come in who's been able to correctly identify where our energy comes from in the United States. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about the facts around energy policy, because I think it's important to understand where we've been and where we are if we're going to evaluate where President Trump is going to take us.
The word teach-in seems almost a throwback.
I wonder if it feels like a throwback because we've stopped thinking about universities so much as civic spaces, right? We've really adopted the sense that universities are about workforce development. We don't always think about them as places where we're also educating citizens. And for me, the teach-in idea is really about citizenship, raising our consciousness around important issues, and engagement.
Is it advocacy?
Well, mine certainly won't be. I'm not advocating one energy policy over another. My understanding is that a teach-in is an idea that came about in the 60s. And the idea was that you would, on university campuses, bring a bunch of people together for sort of consciousness raising around topics that were of political or social or cultural interest. And so this is just basically an open class that anybody at the university can come to. And we're going to be talking specifically about Trump's first 100 days and the suite of energy policies that he's enacted during that time.
The 100 days wraps up this coming weekend.
It does, this Saturday.
And there have been some environmental proposals, including greater support for coal.
Yeah, so there are two major things that I want to talk about at the teach-in. And the first is that historically, fundamentally, we have talked in this country about energy policy primarily in terms of petroleum. So, right, so you can think back to the 1970s and the oil crises, the long lines at the gas pumps. I think we've seen a significant change in the last 10 to 15 years where we're talking much more about electricity policy. When you look at Trump's policies, they're focused on trying to revive a dying coal industry and on boosting oil and gas production.
In fact, he characterized the previous president, Barack Obama, as having a, quote, war on coal.
Yeah, he did. And I think we can certainly see examples of regulations under the Obama administration. But the much bigger signal came from the market. And that was a result of the fracking revolution, which really started in the 2000s. And as a result of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, natural gas for electricity in particular has become incredibly affordable and has beat out coal in the marketplace at almost every turn.
Here in Idaho, we don't have gas and oil. There is some speculation at the moment. And we don't have a lot of old line industries like coal or too many renewables. What's our place in this energy ecosystem?
Yeah, Idaho has a really interesting profile. I mean, you said we don't have many renewables, but it depends on if you classify hydroelectricity as a renewable source. And the Energy Information Administration under President Obama started to classify hydroelectric as renewable.
And of course, we have nuclear energy.
We do have nuclear energy. We're not supplying nuclear energy at a utility scale yet. They're trying to build what's called a small modular reactor at the Idaho National Lab. Idaho is not a big player in terms of energy production.
So I imagine as a professor, you see varying levels of engagement among students, different times, different programs, probably even different campuses. What do you see right now at Boise State?
This year when I taught energy policy, there was probably more interest than I've ever seen in the past. And that is because people are watching really carefully to see what this president does. It's pretty unclear whether or not he's going to model himself on past presidents. And so far with energy, it looks like he is. He looks very much like a George W. Bush. And in almost every other area, he doesn't look like anybody we've seen before. So I think everybody's watching closely and waiting to see if we're going to be surprised.